Blog Talk Radio.
So we're here, and that's all that matters. Now, we do have a lot of NFL to talk about. Seth doesn't have very much of a voice, and Viper's not here. But we do have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of trades. We had nothing last year. I mean, last year in the offseason, probably the most boring offseason in the NFL ever. We had no movement. This year, we've got movement, and it's going to be great. The Chargers, Harbaugh is getting rid of everybody. He's cleaning house. And he is, I mean, he's getting rid of everything. The peanut vendors, the cheerleaders, I mean, everything. He's getting rid of it all. Now, that could either be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. We don't know. Suppose we'll have to wait and find out. But a lot of teams are moving. And they're doing some things. The Raiders are moving. There's a lot of things. A lot of teams are doing things. Peyton in Denver, obviously, he's cleaning house too, and he's going to turn that team around. And I really do believe that the Denver Broncos are going to be back in contention here the next couple of years. Seth is a huge Steelers fan. Now, we had talked about that last week, about if Russell Wilson were to go to the Steelers, and we both agreed that this is going to be the first year in Tomlin's tenure as head coach where the Steelers have a losing season. I'm still standing by that until I am proven otherwise. I don't know. I don't think Wilson is, he's not what he used to be. Now, maybe he will fit in Pittsburgh and do really good. He's either going to do really good or he's going to do really bad. We don't know yet. We'll have to find out. So let's hear from Seth here real quick. We do have the chat room open. We do got a couple people in already. Now, again, if you do want to speak, all you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and it tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen, and listening is okay. So, Seth, my good friend, welcome aboard, and happy Friday. Saturday, I mean. Oh, my God. I haven't said that in two years. Oh, my, believable.
No, I'm going to retract everything I said about Russell Wilson for the Steelers only getting him for $1.2 million. I still hope that Pickett works out.
No, Pickett's gone. They got rid of him.
Oh, wow. Okay, then just forget all that. Russell is going to fit what we need him to do right now, and actually his numbers aren't that bad, and everybody's really thinking of that Denver team against the Miami Dolphins when they scored 70. That's kind of what they were judging Russell on for that last year. Or, you know, I like it. I think he's going to work. And you got to realize what we did with Ben Roethlisberger in his last 5 years. We knew we'd get to the playoffs. We knew we would never win one. So Russell Wilson is at least Ben Roethlisberger in his last 5.
No, I know what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. But here's the problem that I have with Russell Wilson. And it started in Seattle. It started, before he left. And see, Russell Wilson is no longer a team player. Russell Wilson is for Russell Wilson. And that's why he could not get that Denver Broncos team anywhere. Yeah, his numbers were actually not that bad. They weren't that good, but they weren't that bad. But I think Russell Wilson, now Tomlin, you know, he's not the kind of guy who's going to put up himself. Football player.
And I think for Russell Wilson, this is a very humbling situation. You have a team that's paying you 38 guaranteed, saying bye-bye. So you can still be on any team with a league minimum, which is 1.2 as a quarterback. And there you go. And
no,
now
he's
you're
still going to make his $40 million a year, but as far as the team, and now they got rid of Pickett. Now, Pickett's in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know who
their
backup
is.
Right, but I don't know who their backup is. Is it still Rudolph? I don't know if he's left or not.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph probably, you know. But
I like Rudolph, man. I like him.
I like Rudolph, too. And I think Mason Rudolph, if Russell is getting bad or – he's hurt. I don't mind Mason Rudolph. So this is a win for me. And on top of it, look at how much money that clears up for your team. $1.2 million for a quarterback, and you just got rid of Pickett, whatever. Beautiful.
Oh, and you've also got an extra $30 million with the cap increase.
Which is just so fraudulent anyway. Why is there even a cap?
I don't know. I know it is more money. Well, that definitely ties up you know, for free agency. Now, they didn't really move a lot of free agents, but there's still a lot of free agents out there that still need a team. And you've got the draft coming up here, 25th of April, so a little over a month. And, yeah, I think things – I tell you, this draft right now, whatever the draft order is now, we've got the draft order, but whatever it is now, it's not going to be anywhere near draft day. Teams are going to be all – except for the top three, they're going to keep their picks. Three, they're not going to trade down. You know, you got the Patriots, you got Washington, and you've got the Bears. They're not – none of those teams are going to trade down unless, you know, it's going to take a, you know, couple of quarterbacks, couple of this, couple of that, blah, 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 blah. But we still don't know where Fields is at. I know there's a lot of talk of him going to Seattle, then there was a howl from Washington going to Seattle. So, I mean, there's still a lot of free agency left. But
it is complete night and day from last year to this year. It is just like, who's where, what, what's going on?
I do, because last year we got nothing. There was nothing that went on in the off season last year. Nothing.
No, I mean, like Josh Jacobs to the Packers. Who saw that?
Who?
Josh Jacobs.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, that one's kind of weird. I mean, that was...
They were digging with Aaron Jones about the money.
You know what I mean? That was the only spark the Raiders had last year, and then you turned to the Packers? Maybe he's a problem child in the locker room. No.
There's just so many weird things that have been going on. It's hard to keep up with. And it's like, what's Minnesota's quarterback situation like right now?
Well, I think they still got Dobbs, but I think they got Ridley. I don't know. I don't know who they got. And their draft, let me find the draft.
Let's just be honest. Before Kirk Cousins went down, Minnesota Vikings were going to be an NFC playoff team. Whether they won the North or got a wild card, they were going to be a playoff team.
Yes, they were.
And everything happened with whatever. They tried to make it happen. It didn't happen with any of these other guys. And now when Kirk Cousins can actually play again, he's now in Atlanta. So – once again, Minnesota, what is your quarterback situation?
Well, I think it's a perfect spot for Cousins. I don't know if I would pay him $100 million guaranteed and 4 years. I don't know if he's going to go 4 years. But, I mean, going in Atlanta, because Kirk Cousins is – he's – he's not gonna rock a boat, you know. He's just gonna fill a billet. He's gonna do his job. He's not gonna lead a team, and that's the same thing with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, I don't see him driving the team lean around him. I don't think he's gonna fit well in Pittsburgh. I don't know. Well, we'll have to find out. But I mean, Kirk Cousins, yeah. In Minnesota, but Minnesota, yeah, you are. Who is your quarterback? Yeah. Let me see their mock draft. I think, where is Minnesota? Oh, actually, Minnesota does have a fifth round pick, and it looks like they're going to go with a guy named Drake May. But still, you're going to draft a young quarterback. And you got no coaching, you got no other team, and then you're going to expect this guy to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and they get pissed off that they're not, and then they put him on the bench. Well, train a guy. I don't care how athletic he is. He's in college. Yeah, you're good. You're athletic. But you make that jump into the pros, you need a lot of training. And these coaches.
Well, and as a normal rule of thumb, if a team kind of throws a quarterback in there way too soon, or this guy,
yeah,
the whatever, that's because their team totally sucks and they had the number one draft pick. And
yeah,
they're going to have to learn through brimstone and fire, and they'll build the team around you. But the team ain't there even yet. But Minnesota has the team. They just need a quarterback, a good quarterback, not just, you know, whatever. They got a good quarterback. They go to the playoffs. I don't say they win the Super Bowl. They have a great quarterback. They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. They have that team assembled right now. They gave all that money to Justin Jefferson.
Well, Minnesota used to have Darnold. They got rid of him. They got Nick Mullins. They got a guy they drafted last year, Jaren Hall. And they got Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's going to be the solution? Sam Darnold.
No, he's gone. He's away.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Now, I can't remember where he went. Jaren Hall, we saw, came in, I think, a couple of times last year, once or twice. Didn't do much. Joshua Dobbs. Hey, Joshua Dobbs, say whatever you want, but that guy comes in off the bench and throws a spark. Say whatever you want, mm-hmm, but the guy creates.
No, he might not be the full-time quarterback, but that guy can give you that extra boost that you need for that one or two games.
Yeah. Oh, he can give you a boost and you know, keep you afloat so you don't sink.
Mm-hmm.
But right now they've already got three quarterbacks, and if they get draft another one, I mean, I don't know. The Minnesota Vikings, though, they screwed their season up. I mean, before they even went into training camp, they told Kirk Cousins, "We're not going to keep you next year." Now what the hell? You want this guy to go out and go out there and compete and win one for the Gipper when you already told him he's gone after this year?
Yeah, I know. I remember now.
I mean, my God, you don't do that. I don't know what's going on in Minnesota, but I wouldn't want to play with that team if they don't treat your people very well and they don't care about you and they already tell you we don't want you next year, but go out and win for us this year. Yeah, I'll be right on that. You know?
Let me jump on that sword.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, you know, these guys know, and that's why Carolina, they got no first-round pick, but they got the first pick in the second, third, and fourth round. Okay, it may help them, but you're not going to get any free agents coming to Carolina. Who is going to want to go to Carolina? I don't care how much money you're paying me. I want to win. And you're not going to win with the quarterback young. It ain't going to happen. Now, Carolina is going to be awful for a long time. I mean, it's going to take a guy like, I mean, I don't even know if Belichick. Well, maybe you bring him over there and he cleans house, but.
With Carolina, I kind of knew the writing was on the wall when they completely let McCaffrey go. And I was like, uh-oh. That was the only thing that made them semi-relevant as a team. Semi-relevant. That's a bad organization.
No, it is. And I couldn't – look, when McCaffrey first came out, the only thing I was thinking, but you've got to get out of Carolina. Get off this team.
Yeah.
But
and
what an awesome team to go
to. San Francisco, I was like,
I
oh, my gosh. Okay.
And what did he do his first game? He scored a touchdown and threw a pass. A touchdown pass, the guy.
Yep.
There's nothing that I can't do. You know, you got a 5-tool player in baseball. Well, he's a 5-tool player in football. Run, pass, throw. I mean, you name it, he can do it. He can block. He can pass. I'm telling you, if you gave him the ball, he can kick it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, and that's where a lot of times people don't realize backs in the backfield. When they can actually catch the ball, that's a bonus. But when they can actually run, like, wide receiver catch the ball routes, uh-oh. That guy can do whatever he wants.
Hold on. Hold the presses. I just got a text from Viper. Wow. Hold on. Guess what? Justin Fields to the Steelers.
No, that's not right.
Now, what are you going to do with Rudolph? And I like Rudolph, and I think Rudolph could be a start for someone.
Justin Fields did not go to the Steelers. Is he just messing with us?
I don't know. I'm looking. I'm right now. I'm scrambling. I'm looking on my websites here. I'm trying to figure this one out. If that is true, that is wow, right?
It doesn't make any sense, but I would take it. I would take Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, my two quarterbacks, and Mason Rudolph. Bye-bye. That's how that'd go.
Well, let Russell Rudolph in Seattle. Here it is. Bears trading quarterback Fields to the Steelers. There it is. It's the first 2025 sixth-round pick. Okay. You got a bag of chips for Justin Fields. Wow.
I don't even know where to begin.
But now listen to this. This is weird. They traded the Steelers for a 2025 sixth round, which is the second to the last round, a sixth round pick that can convert into a fourth round pick based on play time.
So the more they play him, the higher he goes up, and it could be up to a fourth round pick. But if they sit his ass, it's a six.
Yeah, but that's for nothing. I mean,
not that much. This is unbelievable. As a Steelers fan, I always wanted Pickett to work out that he actually went to Philadelphia, him being a Pennsylvania guy. I still think that's cool. I hope it works out for him there. But to have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as my two quarterback options, which I haven't had a quarterback, to be honest, in a long time, because been the last 3 years, it was just painful to watch, man. He could still throw you 5 touchdowns in the game, and you were like, oh, we'll get to the playoffs and lose again and get embarrassed, actually. But that's cool. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for not retiring, Ben. Thanks for putting us in this quarterback dilemma, Ben. You've really screwed us for a long time, Ben. Wow.
Well, look, they should have drafted a quarterback a long time ago to, tenure under Big Ben, but they did not. And then when he retired, they were left with nothing.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, I'll retire next year. And then you never did. I'll retire next year. Yeah, he just beated him on, dude. It was bad. But, wow, I honestly think right now in my heart of hearts with the Steeler team that they had going in the last game of last year with those two as my quarterbacks, us against Kansas City AFC Championship game,
wow.
You heard it here first.
I mean, this is a great offseason. I mean, this is a lot of fun. Oh, wow. I mean, we had nothing last year. We had no trades, no free agents. We had nothing and a boring draft to boot.
Crickets were exciting noise.
Exactly. So now we're going to have this is going to be a fun draft. This is going to be a fun draft. And I'm telling you, there are going to be so many trades of teams. What the draft order is now is going to be completely different.
Mm.
Now, who's going to be making the move here now? I mean, there's a lot of teams not moving at all. Seattle's not moving. Of course, they've got pretty much everything they need except for they need a quarterback, but they won't do anything about that. They're stuck with Geno. God, he's terrible. You know, it's my team, and if it's your team, all you got to do is make one tiny little mistake, and, you know, you're hated immediately. So anybody's going to be critical
now,
of their team.
But, now, you know, I've never thought about this scenario before, but we've talked about the concept on the show years ago. This could be now a reality. Justin Fields and Russell Wilson just come in during certain times or certain plays or certain downs, but they're always on the field.
Yeah.
Or they'll take like three sets of downs and then boom, Fields is out there, and they're like, oh yeah, he's gonna run it.
Well, we are talking about Fitzpatrick coming in as a closer, and that's what would have been perfect, because it didn't matter if you were ahead or behind. If you were behind, he was gonna catch you up. If you were ahead, he was gonna keep you ahead. Just put him in the fourth quarter. Now, the other starting quarterback play three quarters. He comes in the fourth and as a closer. But I don't know, though, if Fields can be the closer for Russell Wilson.
To be honest, I think Justin Fields is at the prime of his career, and everybody forgets, besides the inefficiency of the Chicago management, the coaches, everything aside, he had no offensive line. And when I say no offensive line, that's why you only think of him as a runner. He had to. He didn't have a choice. There was no, oh, hey, I'm just going to get tackled by three dudes because everybody got through. So he has an arm. And when he had DJ Moore, he found it. He was coming into his prime. He's a real player. I'm so excited. Wow. I can't. This is like Hanukkah and Christmas all wrapped in one.
Well, now let's look at the AFC North. We have Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. Now, last year, Baltimore was at 13, Cleveland 11, Pittsburgh at 10, Cincinnati at 9. Now, I'm assuming that Cincinnati is going to be a little healthier than they were last year.
Well, so, it was all based upon Joe Burrow's, dude. And did they get rid of Mixon? Did I hear that? Did they do something with Mixon?
I did not hear that one.
I thought I might have heard something. I'm not sure.
Well, if you go on the NFL Network, there is so much going on, so many rumors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is like the NASDAQ during the big orange hair day.
Oh,
yeah, it just exploded.
No, there was so much going on the other day. I was getting drunk with all of the moves that were going on, and I couldn't keep it up. And me and Brother X, we're talking back and forth. We're texting each other. This guy's going here. We're watching this, and things were just moving fast, and I love it. But I know, I think that division, I think the AFC North next year. Now Cleveland's Cleveland. You had a good season, which means the next year you're going to have a subpar season. I don't see Cleveland getting the same 11 wins. But
all I know,
maybe not. All I know
is whatever the NFC has been doing, okay, it's been great. It's been cool. But it just seems like all of these AFC teams are even becoming bigger, like more compact, like a tougher, like overall thing. And the only thing I think the NFC has a chance in is that the AFC teams will end up playing each other more and hopefully hurting each other more in a 17-game season. And maybe they're not as healthy at the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the AFC East, you still got Buffalo, Miami, and we've got Aaron Rodgers coming back. Now,
I threw a softball up there. There he goes, Ski. And
but
then look at the
But I'm not going to count New England, okay? New England, you're gonna be 4-13. I don't see you being more. You might be 5. Good for you. You've got 5 wins. You know, good boy.
I can't get 5 and 12. We'll give them 5 and 12.
Yeah, okay,
well,
fine. You're not going to threaten anybody. But the Jets, you got Jets. Now, Miami, I don't think Miami's going to be near as good, but you don't know. I mean, you know, and Buffalo, again, you've got question marks. Buffalo, what are you going to do? And are you going to be Norwooded again? I mean, what are you? We don't know with that division. That's a big question. But you got Baltimore that I still think Baltimore is still going to be Baltimore. They're a regular season team, but they're not a postseason team. But the regular season team can screw up a lot of other teams postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Over. And I really hope that Joe Burrow, I haven't given up on Burrow yet. I know a lot of people have. I'm still hanging tough with the guy. He's got to stay healthy, but he's got to have a front line. And he needs some other guys around him. I haven't seen Cincinnati making any moves. They're not getting any free agents coming over. You need wide receivers. You need a front line. You need all kinds of stuff. You're not going to do it just with a $50 million a year quarterback. He can't do it all. So, and then Houston, I still don't think, I don't know. We'll have to find out if Houston was a fluke or not.
Oh, no, they're no fluke. They're no fluke.
I don't know.
No, I just realized. They still play very competitive at Baltimore, the number one seed. Very competitive for a long time. So that's a for real team, and that team is young. They're all like 2-3-4 year players. There's not a lot of veterans on that squad. They're all growing together, and watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, no.
Forget about Jacksonville, you know. Trevor Lawrence was hurt at the end, dude. He was playing with a hurt ankle, and he was still going out there.
I really believe that if – and I think he was hurt more than what he was saying and still going out there. And
I know, and like, we're not even talking about a team like the Indianapolis Colts. Like, they get no respect from us.
They don't deserve any right now. I mean,
the AFC, it is such, like, wow. Like, it is so tough. And you just see these teams just restacking. And you're like, they got what? You know? Or just see even a team like Miami, like, oh, here's Tyreek Hill. Great.
You know, though, the Raiders in Denver last year, I am very, very surprised that they were both 8-9. They did not play. They played more like a, 3-14. I mean, but now I'm telling you, Peyton is turning that team around. And I think Denver in a couple of years, Denver's going to be one of those teams that you're going to have to pack your lunch and you're going to have to take it serious.
Well, you look at how successful that guy has ever been in his life. And granted, he grew up privileged, but besides what he grew up with, what he actually established himself, I don't think the man has not succeeded in anything.
He's going to turn that
those
team
people
around.
Scare me. And I'm a Raiders fan. Those people scare me.
Well,
yeah, I don't want to see that guy run that.
You know, the Raiders, I still got a question mark. Again, I'm still a Raider fan. You know, that was my first team. That was my very first team.
Yep, me too.
As a kid.
Yep.
And so I'm always going to have a soft spot for the Oakland Raiders, and I don't care what – I don't care if we're on the moon. I'm still calling them Oakland Raiders. I don't – I never called them the LA Raiders.
I don't mind it that they're in Las Vegas. It's not L.A. It's Las Vegas. It's like Las Vegas Raiders. You know,
yeah.
Give us a little Spanish flair, you know.
But I still call them Oakland. It still fits Oakland, you know. But I never called them the L.A. Raiders. I refused to call them that. I hated them.
I didn't do it either. I was like, I ain't seen that crap.
I'm not saying no Los Angeles Raiders, no.
Yeah, I didn't say it once. I might have
and
said
I'm not
going to
call no stadium by some of the cockamamie names they got. It's Arrowhead Stadium. I don't care. It's Arrowhead. Period. It was Candlestick. It was this. I'm calling it that. I'm old school. You know, I'm old. Stay off my friggin' lawn. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? But the Raiders are trying to move, though. I do got to give the Raiders some credit that they're,
I liked it, first of all, that they made Antonio Pierce the coach. Okay, they made a major mistake the last time. It's been corrected. It's cool. I totally believe in Antonio Pierce. He was a great competitor. He was a tough SOB.
Yeah, but I don't know if that really goes down to a coach. I don't.
No, this guy is something different. He does something that he has such interpersonal skills that he will go to every single player that is on that field while the game is going on before the game, and he will shake their hands, ask them how they're doing, whatever, every single player, every single time, everywhere he's ever been in any coaching situation. I'll follow a guy like that. I'm just telling you, as a sports person, like that played, a coach did that. And when you're irrelevant at one point, Mr. Irrelevant, and then one day you're asked to be in the big game, but that guy still knows who you are, that's a pretty big moment, man. I'm just telling you. It's cool.
No, hey, look, I mean, it's either going to work or it won't. You know, that's with every team. Now, Dallas. Let's cover Dallas and Philly. I don't know what happened last year. Dallas, you should not. Look, if you would have lost the game, like, say, by a field goal or maybe a touchdown, you could have chalked it up as, hey, the other team got lucky. But to get your ass completely handed to you in the way that they did, that was unacceptable.
Well, actually, it was the worst loss in Dallas playoff history, margin-wise.
What was it, like 48-3 or whatever it was? It was awful.
It was so egregious. Yeah, it was like 40
it was
points.
Criminal.
Yeah, it was something.
Oh, you know, I've been hearing Jerry may be selling the Cowboys.
Mm.
I find that to not be true.
Mm.
But if he's going to sell, he's probably got a son or two that'll buy it.
Yeah, who knows? Because I know his daughter used to be really involved with the organization high up. I don't know. It seems like she would just take it over, but...
She would screw it up.
She's been involved with it the whole time, so whether it's the screw-up or not, they do have Super Bowls back in the day.
Dallas hasn't been... When was the last time Dallas was in the playoffs?
Playoffs?
No, they got in there last year, but, I mean, seriously, when was the last time that Dallas was a competitor? Well, that was in the 90s.
96,
under,
I think.
I don't even think 96. No. I think it was after Barry left.
No, they beat Detroit. That's when Detroit got screwed. So, yeah, Dallas won a playoff game. No, it wasn't a playoff game.
Dallas has not been relevant for 20 years. Let's put it that way. They have not been relevant in 20 years.
Yeah, I think the last playoff might be 1996 off the top of my head.
Yeah, and... They, you know,
which is so
and then for them to come back,
they were so dominant,
and the way that they beat Philadelphia to take over the division,
and then to lose
to Green Bay,
Michael Irvin.
If you're going to lose in a playoff, you don't lose to Green Bay in Dallas. If they were in Green Bay, it would have been different. It still would have been wrong, but it would have been different. If you don't lose to Green Bay in Dallas? Oh, dogs and cats living together, total pandemonium. I mean, that don't work. I mean, that's crazy, right?
No, it literally was like one of the worst. It was like a cringe moment. Watching it, knowing that Jerry's in his sleep, just watching that, just going, this can't be real.
And there wasn't one of us on our team that picked Green Bay. Nobody picked Green Bay. Nobody.
But everybody wanted them to win.
Well, you know, look, I think Green Bay... Well, hey, look, Jacob's coming over to Green Bay. And
I'm telling you, that Jordan Love, he's real.
Well, I just hope Detroit, I hope they don't have, but I don't think so. I really believe the Detroit team is real. I like their coach, Campbell. I like their team. I really want to see that team. And they won two playoff games. Two.
And
so
they were leading by how much at halftime? if they could have just closed out the game away from a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But
I think what happened was, it finally caught up with them, and that's what hurt him. But next year, look, I think Detroit though is going to win that division. I'm going to put Detroit down for the NFC North as a division winner. Green Bay is going to give them some heartache. So I'll tell you that right now.
Well, the Bears are in disarray, so just forget that stupid scenario. They're going to take Caleb Williams, which is a joke. What I'm saying right now is Justin Fields is finally got his groove. He knows he doesn't have an offensive line. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a Randy Moss, a Jerry Rice, a once-a-decade wide receiver. His dad is Marvin Harrison. Let's call him another Marvin Harrison Jr. You take him. He is a for sure wide receiver, number one for 10 years. And you have Justin Fields, DJ Moore, blah, 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 blah. You're going to be fine. But they did their collapse. Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. Minnesota, you screwed yourself with your quarterback situation, so you're done. The Packers, they're going to be tough, man. And all these teams are going to beat up on Chicago. They're going to get two wins easy. So then it comes down to your strength of schedule. It's tough to say. Detroit mathematically should win it, but Green Bay is going to be right there.
No, I think you're right. I think Green Bay is going to make Detroit earn it.
Well, look at what Detroit has, the two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs. Now what does Green Bay have? Jones and Jacobs.
I mean, that Jacobs, I think, that seemed kind of weird that they would – I mean, that was really the only spark the Raiders had. The Raiders didn't have diddly squat.
But whatever happened, there's been so many things that have been going on that I think there's behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know in the NFL, that it's like black market stuff and that the world should know about it. So just let it be. Just let it be. Turn a blind eye.
Don't let things happen
in San Francisco.
Well, once the season starts, I'm telling you right now, our first picks of the week, just something tells me that we're going to be missing a lot of games week one. Because we're going to be thinking last year.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, does Philadelphia? I think Philadelphia is still going to be there, and I even think Dallas is going to be there.
No, Philadelphia, if it was like a stock market trade, it was just like that ticker never stopped.
And I was very, very, very surprised that, you know, Philadelphia went down the way they went down at the end of the season. But
injuries takes its toll, man. Injuries takes its toll.
Oh, I mean, everything just fell out underneath them and why? I mean, I'm not a Philadelphia fan. You know me. I hate the Eagles. But they had a good team, man. They had a strong team. Now we got Brother X who decided to call in, so let's put him on board. Brother X, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Well, bless you. I think that Fields rumor is wrong.
No, it's official. It's not a rumor.
You got to be crapping me.
No. It's official.
No, Brother
Rex.
It's real.
It's real.
Well, I knew he wouldn't be a Bear, but I guess, you know what? For the Steelers' sake, that's not so bad because Wilson could be just a joke again. And then you got Fields to back him up, who's another joke, but he holds his own, right?
No, I think, you know, I mean, and Seth, you were right. Fields did finally start coming into his own towards the end of the season, but it was too late by then. It was too late.
And I'd be honest, I don't think he's getting any better than what he is now.
No.
He just doesn't have it.
Guys are totally wrong. Totally wrong. I am so excited to have Justin Fields and Russell Wilson as my two quarterbacks. What the
hell?
I'll take
this
all day long,
bro.
All day long. Those are my two quarterbacks. Put those two quarterbacks against any two. I'm going to be
all
okay.
Right. Will you eat those words about three-quarters of the way through the season?
I'm thinking AFC Championship game against Kansas City. That they have a hard time in the West, winning the West or whatever. They're a wild card, so we'll probably be at home.
Hey, buddy, I hope for you.
No, it's
actually, I pray for you.
Yeah. You'll see. Yeah, Frank and Moon, Warren.
Hey, Seth. since Garoppolo now went to the Rams to back up Stafford, where did Wentz go? I haven't heard. I mean, are they just not traded?
He's still in the league. He's still in the league.
Yeah, but where did he go?
No, I'm just asking. Is he still in the league?
Oh,
can anybody answer this?
Not for long.
It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Wentz?
Can anybody answer this question? I'm sure they got him on the cheap and all, but really, why would anybody? Garoppolo has proved himself to, let's call him worthless.
I don't know if I go worthless. Something happened. I think he's just a good, I think he's a backup, and that's it. I think.
I don't know.
No, he's the guy that works out in the gym just to make his body look good, whereas the farm kid that actually does the real work will whoop his ass.
I'll agree.
And he goes to the spa a lot, too, I'm guessing. Make himself pretty.
Strawberries and champagne, everyone. Remember when Joey Harrington, the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, a reporter asked, Joey, how do you like to snack and relax after a game? Strawberries and champagne. And it was like, oh my gosh, you said that in a blue collar city and you just got here from Oregon, bro? Like,
Mm,
yeah,
not the right
out. He had heart murmurs like 3 months later. Such a bust, dude. So horrible.
No, what are the Saints gonna do? I know you still got Derek Carr. Carr really did not support the team.
They're waiting until next year. They'll draft next year.
You know, Carr just really didn't get the spark going. He just kept the team afloat, and that's
yeah, he didn't crap all over the field, but he certainly.
Let's just be honest, guys. He has never been right since that leg injury.
Exactly.
And the mother effer was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. One of the best. I would have put him up.
So many games that the Raiders won so many games, they could lose the last six or seven games of the season, which they did, they still made the playoffs.
I know it.
And, you know, and Carson Wentz, say whatever you want, but Carson Wentz, he went down with Derek Carr. I think they both went down the same year, but Wentz was never the same after that. And there were knee injuries, which tells you everything about your knees. You're going to be a quarterback? You need knees. You need the knees.
Yeah. No, and the guy still plays, right? But he's never going to be the same.
No. But they got a rookie quarterback, Jake Hanner or Hainer. They got Taysom Hill, which is not – he's a backup. But the Saints are going to be right around where they were last year. I don't see a lot of difference. Tampa Bay, they still got Mayfield, and Mayfield's a perfect thing for Tampa Bay right now. And Tampa Bay, hey, look, I know you overachieved last year, but what if they didn't? What if that team is actually growing and moving together? What if they actually, you know, what if they actually come out and do something?
Ski, I will say one thing is when you go down to Southern Florida, whether it's Southwestern or Southeastern, you really got to be on the coast, on the water. It's a totally different lifestyle. It's really cool. And once you get used to it, it's a really good thing. Baker has found his place. They did great.
He's found a home.
And on top of it, they had that team for Brady. That team is still kind of there somehow. They're only a few pieces of the puzzle away, and they lost to Detroit. I mean, which lost to San Francisco, which almost should have beat San Francisco. So they're not that far off the realms, I don't think.
No, and you're right. I mean, that game with San Francisco, I mean, Tampa Bay, I don't think they stunk up the joint. They didn't embarrass themselves. They just lost the game. But Atlanta, I don't care. You got Cousins. I don't care. You got a new coach. You're not going to be more than 7-10 like you were last year.
I don't know. Keep your eye on them, though.
No, I think... they could be 8 or 9. I don't give
just
them any more than.
No, I think anything's open in the NFC. I think it's the perfect time. As long as Kirk Cousins comes back fully healthy. But now, didn't he also have like an Achilles thing like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Okay, this could be the kiss of death, and we don't know it until he actually goes out on the field. I know modern-day surgery and blah, blah, blah. If he can play at 90% of what he was, the Atlanta Falcons with that Bijan Robinson is running back. They got some other great wide receivers. This is a young, explosive team. I could say they could take maybe the last wild card spot in the NFC. And that's
it's
good
possible,
enough. Get in.
But,
just get in.
but here's the thing.
Seventh spot in the NFC is not as hard as you think.
Well, here's the thing to get that third wild card. You've got Dallas and Philly. One of those is going to win a wild card. You've got Detroit and Green Bay. One of those is going to win a wild card. You've got Tampa Bay and Atlanta. And then you got San Francisco and the Rams and Seattle. So to win that third wild card, it's going to be tough. And, Brother X was talking about, you that Achilles. Yeah, okay, the doctors may say you're healed, but that doesn't mean that you are. That just means that, you're not going to rip it again walking down the street. But you ain't walking down the street on a football field. So could that Achilles heal?
That's what even certain injuries, when people have them repaired, other people don't realize, like when you have these injuries repaired, your surgeon will tell you not to do these things ever again if you want to walk. And that's what these guys are risking, but they're making $40 million a year.
Well, just look at Rocky Blyer. He gets shot up in Vietnam. He wasn't supposed to walk again. You're never going to walk. You're never going to do nothing. What does he do? Yeah, okay. So athletes are different. You can't tell an athlete you can't walk. That just pisses them off. That just tells them, oh, okay, now I'm going to run. Not only am I going to walk, but now I'm going to run. Just to piss you off. But no, me and Brother X have been talking all week about, the changes in life we were talking about. And no, it's just such a much funner off season this year.
Oh, it's been explosive, really. Like, just wow. Like, I see fireworks in front of me. Like, I can't even, mind-blown emoji, there's so much to wrap around, and I don't even think we've delved into, Shaquan Barkley to the Eagles, right?
And you know what? I could care less. Shaquan Barkley, you are, could he help the Eagles? Yeah, but is he going to be hurt? Probably. Is he going to have another attitude like he did in New York? Probably. He's not.
But he knows the whole New York Giants. He knows everything about the Giants.
Yeah, but the Giants are still going to suck, so it really doesn't matter. You don't need to know that much about the Giants to beat them.
Do you still have Danny Dimebags?
Oh, no, I think they got rid of him.
Did they get rid of Danny?
I think they did. I don't know if they released him or what, but I think he's gone. And who did they pick up? The Giants picked up somebody. Dan Jones still has an ACL problem, so they probably can't trade him.
Yeah, that's why I think they're stuck.
But Tyrod Taylor, one of their other backups, he's going to join the Jets. And then you got Tommy DeVito, which I like DeVito, man. And, you got to coach a guy and build your team around him. New York fell in love with him immediately. And if you've got the New York fans behind him, Look, the guy's going to succeed. If New York is behind you, that's half the battle. That's like three quarters of the battle.
Oh, Ski, I just got some updated information. Can I just say it real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was just reported that the Steelers have just said that Justin Fields will not be competing for Russell Wilson's starting position.
Okay, hold on 2 seconds. We got Brother X, and say that one more time. Brother X, we just got some hot news. Brother X,
Brother
you here with me?
Yeah, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
The Steelers basically just said that Justin Fields will not be competing for Russell Wilson's starting job.
Well, I'm not buying it.
So, well, if that's the case, no, Justin Fields has got to feel like, oh, my God, now I'm getting traded and I don't even have a chance to become the starter. Yeah, he's going to be motivated in training camp.
I don't buy it.
Well, actually, you know what you were talking about, Seth. I mean, Justin Fields, and I hate to admit it, Brother X hates to admit it, but we both have to admit it, he finally started doing something towards the end of the season, and then they trade him. Just like, you know, you got your engine running, but now we're going to turn you off.
Okay, so what they're saying to Russell is, hey, this is your job. But behind the scenes, when it's training camp and it's preseason, they're going to see some things real quick. And you might let Russ start a game or two, but if it's a stinker right away, hey, there you go, Justin. I mean, it might not even be long. It might only be the first quarter. He might have thrown two picks. You're out of there, bro. And then Justin could take it forever, dude.
Hey, which one do you think is better fit?
For the Steelers, right now, Justin Fields.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't even hesitate. I was a Justin Fields fan before even anybody else was a Justin Fields fan, and I don't like the Bears at all, and I don't like the Ohio State University.
He might have been his only fan.
Well, I'm going to say Rudolph.
And now he's a Steeler. And now he's a Steeler. And I stole him from everyone.
Yeah, I think Rudolph is the way to go. But that's me.
Justin Fields on the Steelers. Good night. We got two good running backs. We got a great tight end. We have one great wide receiver. We had another pretty good one that had an attitude. We got rid of his ass. We'll figure it out.
Got Russell Wilson. I mean, this is going to be his, 14th, 15th year. This is injury time. This is injury season for quarterbacks.
He can still throw the ball. Like him or not, he can still throw the ball.
Russell Wilson is actually still a pretty good quarterback, but he's going to actually go to a team that every single year is going to be 500 or above. So that's what he's walking into, and our quarterback situation has been dismal for a while. I've had hopes, dreams, aspirations, goals. I now make ice cream for a living. But, you know, hey, it's amazing. I can't believe it. This is like Hanukkah and Christmas wrapped up in one. And we got Russell for only $1.2 million, which is hilarious. Thank you, Denver Broncos, of all teams. I've never thanked the Denver Broncos for paying $38 million.
Well,
it's hilarious.
Hey, Seth, Deacon, I have a little theory on that.
Man, this is the best. With the rating history.
We got a little theory. Elway, he knew he was out. He knew he was leaving.
Yeah.
I think he played a pretty damn good trick on Denver.
Yeah, I think he did too.
You get where I'm going with?
Yeah, well, you know, Denver just, they didn't have any, well, no discipline, no professional discipline. Now they do. Peyton is a drill instructor. Okay, they're now in boot camp. There is no, you don't get to screw around and then think that you're going to play next week. No.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This is a great reference point, and I hope you guys get it. This is now Gung Ho.
Yep.
That movie. You remember Gung Ho?
Oh, yeah.
And then when all those American auto workers, their plant was going to close, and they got bought out by the Japanese, and then they had to do the morning stretches.
Yeah, but when they got done making all the cars, half of them fell apart. So there's that,
yeah,
to that story.
You fix them.
Remember?
Fix them, right?
Yeah, they made the cars, but they all fell apart. But no, I just think, and Brother X saw it last year that Peyton was going to turn the team around.
I forgot.
I didn't believe it, but I really do believe it now. This is Peyton's team. He's
yeah.
the man in charge. And now
oh,
you've
no.
got Harbaugh coming up. So, yeah, I think Kansas City. Look, you're going to have to play
oh,
the Raiders,
yeah, yeah.
Denver,
Let's
and Chargers.
Let's not forget about Kansas City. Let's not forget about
Well, I know,
Kansas.
But what I'm saying is you're going to have to play the Raiders, Denver, and Chargers two times every year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, I got a concern. Tell me if you guys will agree with this. How long do you think Peyton will hold on?
I think until he wants to retire or they just collapse.
No, do you think he'll get a little bit sick of the – he's got no team. He's got nothing.
No,
I think he buys some type of professional volleyball team in Brazil and gets some type
the,
of
the
like
ones?
You know, yeah, he'll be like owners of different types of sport franchises. He'll figure it out mathematically what makes sense for Peyton.
No, with the Broncos, though, I got a gut feeling that says he's just going to want to get out. They're not doing things right.
I don't know about that one. I think we're going to have to find out this year, you know, because he's changing everything and he's like Harbaugh turning everything around, cleaning house, doing, you know, he's making it his own team.
Guys,
and,
it's just a theory, but it's a gut one.
No, right. I know what you're saying. But Denver, you were 8-9 last year, which was surprising that Denver won 8 games. Well, they went on that 5-game winning streak, which was weird.
Oh, everybody was crap in their pants.
But
they were.
Denver, though, I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them 9, maybe 10. I think they improved by at least a game. So if they improve by a game, they're going to be 9-8. They'll have a winning season.
We don't know what they're going to do at quarterback yet.
They got Stidham, which
They're not sold on him. They're not sold on him yet.
No one believes me. The entire league doesn't listen to me, but I think Stidham, you build a team around this kid. I'm telling you, I've seen him play. When he was with the Raiders, hey, look, Garoppolo was out there stinking up the joint. He come in, you know.
Denver is not sold on him.
No.
So I don't think he's their starter.
Well, let's see what they got here now, real quick, like who they've got picked.
No, they're going to have to draft, and they're too far back to get one of the superstar Deeks.
Well, right now, the only quarterback that Denver Broncos have is Stidham.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to draft, and they're way too far down the line to get one of the superstars. And they didn't do anything in free agency. They could have gotten Garoppolo. Not
well, why?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that would be wonderful, but there's so many things they could have done. They might have a trick up their sleeve. They might be making some trades at the draft.
Well, actually, they got 12 pick in the first round. One guy got him pinned, Bo Nix out of Oregon. Don't pick anybody from Oregon, please. Leave that entire state alone. That state should be wiped off and floated into the Pacific Ocean.
You float that thing out toward Japan.
And take it out of the Pacific Ocean, because I love the Pacific Ocean. Put it in the Indian Ocean, in the middle of nowhere, and let it sink.
Well, they might pick up that, I think it's Pixel Jr. from Washington. He's pretty good, player-wise.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I like a lot of his qualities and attributes.
Because he's going to be down that far. He's not going to go first 3, 4, 5. So he'll be down that far. That might not be a bad choice.
Yeah, it's just so tough. When you talk about, like, high draft caliber quarterbacks, and back in our days, like, when Peyton Manning was on the board, you knew. That was a for sure pick. That was no Ryan Leaf. That was Peyton Manning. That's Archie Manning's kid. I'm just saying, when people talk about the quarterbacks this year, that's fine. Marvin Harrison Jr., he is a number one wide receiver. Whoever can grab him, you have a wide receiver that for your franchise that's going to be your wide receiver number one for 10 years.
Here's the problem. Everybody's got Arizona picking him, and he goes to Arizona. I mean, he's just going to go backwards. He's not going anywhere in Arizona.
Well, just have to serve out his rookie contract, and then he can go.
Then he can go. Yeah, but, you know, Arizona, I'm sorry, Kyler Murray ain't your ticket.
Well, Murray can throw the ball and run the ball, but he's just stupid.
Well, you know, and here's the fun thing when you talk about the draft. You talk about where people are supposed to go, positioning, all this sort of stuff. And then all of a sudden, at the last second, you see the commissioner get a phone call. And I mean, it's up to the last second. And boom, he picks up the phone. Up. The draft pick has been changed to, and then you're like, ooh, who moved?
Well, I'm telling you right now, when you're watching the draft, it's going to be so confusing because teams are going to be trading left and right.
They're doing it right now, so expect a phone call or two in this one. Expect a phone call or two.
that's what Dink and I were talking about. I think there's going to be close to 100 changes. Mid-draft. No, I want number three. Well, okay, I want your number 6, 8, 9, 10, blah, blah, blah. And things are going to change this draft, I think.
Well, we're already seeing it now. So now just imagine draft day. Like, uh-oh.
Well, it's going to be huge. I'm telling you, it's going to be confused. Like Deke said, it's going to be
confusing. Come on, stay in with me, Tom, you pancake-eating mother ever. Oh, that is my favorite line of that movie. Oh, that is beautiful. But no, me and Brother Exa were talking, and I don't know what you think, Seth, but I think they need another draft day movie, and they need to pick another team. And I'm thinking the Colts. I'm thinking, you know, somebody, but they need another draft day. And I love draft day. I got to watch it before I watch the draft. I do it. I have been since that movie came out. It's my tradition. I know every kind of that stupid movie. I don't even know why I'm watching it.
I forgot, but the actual draft is happening relatively soon, right?
April 25th, Thursday night, April 25th.
And where is it at, Ski?
In Detroit.
Yep. And I actually will know people that are actually going to go to the city and be a part of that sort of stuff. And those sort of festivities are so much fun. I just hope the weather is nice that day for them, because there's really a lot to do. And as an NFL fan, when you get to see stuff like this, there's so many things that they do that are spectacular. It's an extravaganza. It's amazing. It's like being a kid again. It's like, like your overload excitement.
And they sell a lot of beer.
I'm glad it's in Detroit, dude. In the D.
Yeah. This is going to be a fun draft. But your top three picks, Bears, Washington, in New England, and even Arizona, and Minnesota. Those are your top picks. They're not giving up their picks. It's going to be...
Minnesota might trade a little bit.
Well, they're stupid enough to give up a top draft pick. They're dumb enough to do that.
Well, listen, if you can get something that is spectacular just for one team to move up two spots, sometimes, I'm not saying every time, but sometimes, well,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but all I'm saying is Marvin Harrison Jr., unless he gets hurt, which any NFL player, you can't guarantee none of them are not going to get hurt, is going to be one of the best wide receivers ever, and I'll tell you why, is people forget not last year. Last year was still a good year for him. The year before that, Georgia, that won the national championship, the only reason they won that game is they knocked Marvin Harrison Jr. out of that game at the end. Like, they knocked his ass out. He got carried out. And it was like, it didn't look good. He rebounded. He still played the whole next year. Every single game competed. He's NFL caliber. He's high quality. You're only taking a chance on a quarterback. You don't know how good any of these guys can do. A wide receiver, for sure. 100%. 100%. I'm taking that all day long. And the Bears should have kept Justin Fields and had him with DJ Moore and whatever, the, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You know what, though, Seth?
And it could just be me, but I'm getting pretty tired of wide receivers. It seems like almost anybody can catch a ball. There is no that I've seen stand out, wonderful, I caught it better than you caught it, receiver.
There are.
Metcalf.
Jefferson is amazing. What is it? You got Lockett and what's
Metcalf.
The other one?
Metcalf.
Dude. You're used to Lockett and Metcalf, and you're saying every receiver is not okay. You're so miskewed with your standards.
No, I know what you're saying.
Not everybody loves Metcalf.
There's only a few outstanding receivers.
The only one I see is Tyreek Hill.
That
doesn't mean he can catch the ball better. It means that he's always open. He's too fast. You just can't keep up with him.
No, the best way to handle Hill is say, run to the end zone, and you guys on the front line block so I can back up a bunch, hold on for 2 seconds before I throw the ball, and give them time to get down to the end zone, and you got a touchdown every time.
No, that's my game plan. My game plan. Hey, Hill, go to the end zone. I'm going to throw it. I know you'll be there. I got no questions about that. And it's an easy game.
No, Hill, he's down there. He's waiting
it's
for the ball.
It's a game. Yes.
He's sitting in a lawn chair drinking a
out there, throw ball or catch it. They can't catch
him. He's sitting in the end zone. He already ran upstairs, grabbed a hot dog and a beer, and he's sitting in a lawn chair waiting for the ball.
Oh, yeah. He kissed a couple of the cheerleaders and then sat back down.
He slapped one on the ass and just kept going.
Yeah.
He's playing
solitaire in the end zone waiting for the ball to get there. It's like, come on, guys. You know, but I don't know. This is going to be a fun season, and I really do believe week one, we're all going to think we know, but we're not going to know nothing. Week one, I think we're going to be a little embarrassed because it's going to be a completely different season.
Hey, I'm telling you, these picks are going to be – last year, I'm telling you, it was impossible. It was ridiculous. Every time I'd pick something that made sense, ended up not making sense. And I think this year is going to be probably a little bit worse.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a fun season. And again, I know, Brother X, you and me, we've talked about this being Kansas City and Frisco again. I'm at that conclusion now where I don't think so. But we may not even see Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl, either one of them.
If I had to do it right this minute, I would say San Francisco makes it. I can't promise the Chiefs do, though.
Yeah, I thought that last year until the son of a bitch has won it, but I don't know. I mean,
there's no telling. There's no telling anything.
Oh, guys, I'm just going to be honest. When I said I really do now think that this weird, crazy scenario that just manifested into me, I was like, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as my quarterback, and my quarterback problem has been a thing for 10 years. AFC Championship game, I think it's a real reality, and now it's against the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in the AFC Championship game, guys. You know?
No, Kansas City is going to be somewhere.
They're going to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to be there.
Near the championship game. They're going to be somewhere near there.
No, they're going to be there. They're there every year. It's not going to maybe be there.
Well,
your
the problem is they stayed together. They didn't lose a whole lot.
No.
So,
but they're getting
pretty
older.
Much same team.
And you've also got to look at Kelce. I hate to say this. Don't take me wrong, but
yeah,
Kelce's been in the league now for 10-11 years, and as a tight end, that's injury time.
No. He's already said he's going to be done probably in another 1 to 2, maybe 3 years. So he already knows his time spent. But basically, that Chiefs team is solid, and they just paid Chris Jones his money on defense. So, yeah. They know how important Chris Jones was. They paid the man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are running out of time, and they're going to cut us off. Seth, I'm glad you called, because I was like, I wanted to have this conversation tonight. I really did. And when you were sick, I was kind of like, oh, man, it was a bummer. And then Viper, oh, I'm coaching tonight. And I was like, oh, man. So, anyway, I thought we had a great conversation tonight, and next week is going to be fun, too, because there's going to be more. There's going to be more.
Oh, it's going to build and compound.
Yeah, and no, this year is already – this is what I love about a good NFL offseason, is where the NFL just doesn't stop, where it just keeps going and going. And I hated last year. There was nothing for 6 months. We got nothing.
If you would have told me at the end of the day, I had Justin Fields and freaking Russell Wilson as my quarterback, I'm not mad with that, man. And we haven't had a losing season in like 17.
Well, hey, look,
God bless you for that, Seth. But where else do you think Fields could have gone?
I thought basically anywhere anybody wanted to, but as a Raiders fan, I wanted him there too.
I could have seen him in Minnesota. That's where I thought he was going to go.
I really think the guy is at his – he finally figured it out. And he had to figure it out on his own with no offensive line for 5 years, bro. He survived.
But hear this. Maybe he figured it out with that team. Now he's got a new team he has to figure it out with. Can he do it within a few months?
No. Now he has an offensive line. The Steelers are a team.
Yeah, but
he's going to into a totally different environment.
He's not an offensive lineman.
It's a team.
Although they're blocking for him, he has to figure out the rest of the team. So it's a brand new thing for him.
Oh, no. He's going to have, like, multiple running backs. He's going to have great wide receivers. He's going to – and Justin Fields can run. He doesn't necessarily want to run. So he really could be in a Patrick Mahomes situation, which could be super.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Seth. You've got in the AFC North, you got Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati.
Yes.
Where does Pittsburgh, do they go, are they number two?
It's just, I've told people this for a while, the AFC North is one of the toughest divisions ever, and you're just hoping like a Joe Burrows goes out so that gives you a better chance. Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Well,
Joe
Cleveland
Burrow,
was 11-6. Pittsburgh was 10-7.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh was only one game behind Cleveland, and you know Cleveland's going to go back. They're not going to be 11-6 next year. They're not going to do it, even with their defense.
I seriously think this is the first time in a long time the Steelers are going to take the AFC North. I do. With this,
wow, that's
this just happened today. This just happened today. Yes,
that's pretty bold, buddy.
That's bold. And you know what? We're going to leave it at that. We are running out of time. They're going to cut me off. So I do like that's bold. I love it. So I don't know where Lou ended up tonight, but hopefully he's all right. He calls back next week. We did have some people in the chat room. Thank you for that. And we did have some people that were listening. So anyway, thank you, Seth, for, you know, hanging tough, man. You played hurt, and you can't ask for more than that.
Doing
you know?
I was like Kirk Gibson and Tommy Lasorda came up.
Absolutely. You're playing hurt, man. Kirk Gibson, that's it. World Series. I'm going
to
Jack Palmer.
I to come talk to me.
And didn't he do it off of Eckersley? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you would have
Dude,
done that off of Joe Smucatelli, it wouldn't have
like
been
a movie script, right? It's a movie script.
Oh, absolutely. And you're going to hit it off a guy like Eckersley. That was, I mean, no, you can't make that. That will happen. And that was Tommy Lasorda just coming up with him just having a hunch for no reason. So I'll leave it at that. So anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you back next week, 6 p.m. Saturday night. Bye, everybody.